You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All right, everybody, welcome to Physical Friday this week. We're in the middle of a six-part series where we're going over a quote that says, your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. And as we've already discussed, we discussed your thoughts and how when you try to control them. Sometimes they're very difficult to control. Sometimes you can just let them go. We've tried to talk about how those thoughts, when spoken aloud into words, give those thoughts power that they never had before. And those words will become actions. For example, the example that we used is you're having an inner monologue of doubt in a very difficult workout. I don't know if I can finish this. This is really hard. This hurts. I don't like this. And then you can battle that in your head or change that consciously to, I'm just going to put one foot in front of the other. I will be finished one rep at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. You can do this. Trust your training. Things like that can be replaced and can move you to a place of success in this workout, where if you allow those thoughts to become words and you say those negative thoughts that you're thinking, I don't know if I can do this, this hurts, I don't like this, you're not ready for this, this is stupid, then it will be only moments later that you will check out and quit, or let's not say you, some people will check out and quit once those negative thoughts are spoken into words. They become much more powerful. Now, today we're talking about how your actions can become your habits. So there are negatives and positives to everything. And when you quit that and you do that regularly because you have allowed your thoughts to become too powerful and allowed them to come in, become words in a negative way, like, I don't like this, I quit, this is painful, I don't want to do this. You say that aloud, and then it's just a little bit later before you quit. And if you do that regularly, then quitting becomes a habit. And that habit follows you through the rest of your life. You not only quit in workouts, you quit in lots of other things. And you've heard, probably it's been popularized in Hollywood, and maybe you even heard it with your own, little league coach. You know, if you quit now, you're going to quit on everything in your life. And, you know, there's some truth to that, to where if you quit, then it can become a habit of quitting, and you may, or someone may, quit on a lot of things in their life, and that quitting can become a habit. Now, on the positive side, if you, you know, say that you're going to do something, especially right around now, first part of the year, a lot of people are saying that they're going to do something physical. They're going to make a change in their life. They're going to go to the gym. They're going to get on this diet. They're going to lose weight. They're going to exercise an hour a day. They're going to do something. And when you say something like that, and then you actually do it, going to the gym becomes a habit. And that habit of going to the gym is also more than that. It's far more than that. You have developed a habit that's positive for your life. And if you can do that by going to the gym, you can do that in any area of your life. You can develop a habit for putting money away, for saving money. You can develop a habit for saying nice things to your wife. You can develop a habit for, donating your time at the homeless shelter. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can develop a habit out of that. And if you can develop that habit in that area of your life, you can develop a habit in any area of your life that can be very positive. Of course, you can look at it the other way and say that if you can develop a negative habit of quitting, or a negative habit of something that we know is hazardous to your health, like smoking, then you can develop that habit anywhere in your life. And maybe for some people, they find that developing negative habits is easier than developing positive habits. But the process of developing a habit is the same, whether it's positive or negative. It's it goes back to this quote: your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits. So are your actions negative or positive? And are you doing them repeatedly? And how long will it take before that becomes a habit? And, you know, if it's a positive thing, that habit can't come soon enough. If it's a negative thing, that habit tends to develop faster than we would like. So as you are developing your goals for the year, these are things to think about. Like, how can you develop a habit for follow through to where whatever you say you're going to do, you do? And there's a quote for this that many people attribute to Aristotle. And he says, but I don't think it was Aristotle from what I've looked at. There was another writer named Will Durant who was actually looking at a lot of the things that Aristotle wrote, and he may be the one that actually said this, but it's attributed to Aristotle a lot. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. And that's one that you see a lot of places, because that's a positive way to look at it. Excellence is a habit. And if you go back to the origin of what we're talking about, your thoughts. You allow the positive thoughts to become words. You don't allow the negative thoughts to become words. You allow the positive thoughts to become words. You allow those words to become actions in the pursuit of excellence. And you allow that pursuit of excellence to become a habit. And that's what that quote's all about. So actions become habit. Next week, we're going to talk about how habit goes a step further into determining your character, actually who you are deep within yourself, things that you, the fabric of who you are is your character. And your character is incredibly important to any success or failure that any of us have. So as you are preparing your goals for this year, which I hope you are, these are some things to think about. And I think this comes at a real good time of the year for exactly that. So next Physical Friday, we're going to be talking about how your habits become your character. And then finally, we're going to end up with how your character determines your destiny. All right, we'll see you next Friday.